Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing? Great? A little bit tired? Long day? So, yeah, but it's been great so far, right? So I'm Cesar. I'm an engineer manager on Azure SRE team. And I'm here today to talk about a little bit what our team is doing on what you call SRE Bot or Azure SRE Bot. And I'm going to try to explain a little bit what the story behind our SRE Bot, why you decide to do it, and tell a little bit of the story, what it does, but then we're going to discuss a little bit more the technical part, how we implement it and what the challenges we have so far. To understand why we decide to do SRE Bot, you need to understand a little bit about the Azure. So you cannot see the map anymore, I believe, because of the color of the projector, but you are everywhere, basically. We have 40 different regions. So you can imagine how many data centers we have, and the thousands and thousands of the clusters that we have around the world. Besides that, we offer different kind of services. We have platform services, for example, compute, storage, network, or melhor, infrastructure services like compute, network, and storage, and also platform services like web apps, service bus, HD Insight. And as any other service architecture, a lot of these platform services depend on the other services in the same platform. It can give an idea that, first thing, incidents are going to happen, right? And we as SRE, we know that incidents are going to happen many times. But also, it helps us to understand the size of the impact of some of these incidents. So let's say, not necessarily that is a true story, maybe it is, that like a squirrel, yeah, that cute animal that you see sometimes in the street, right? Get like in a transformer of a data center. And it's like create like a big impact of that data center. Can you imagine now how many of that these services are down? And more than that, can you understand how many customers are now impacted, right? Because of that little cute animal, right? That get in the transformer. So this is the kind of the incidents that you need to handle. But more than that, because we are customer obsessed, we understand how it impacts our customer. Our customers are actually running important part of their business, sometimes their entire business, in our platform, right? So when one of these incidents happen, what you want to really do is crush the downtime or the impact on that customer, right? And it's what we figured out that SRE Bot could help us. Actually, we figured out as well that the first 15 minutes are very important to decide how that incident actually going to be handled. Very similar to what Gary mentioned this afternoon, right? When we have like an incident, depends on how we react in the first minutes, it's gonna help us to really mitigate that incident quickly or not. So when we decide to do SRE Bot, we thought that this bot could help first initially in two things. First, share the wisdom. So the guys that are working each of these services, they know a lot about that service. Let me take one as an example, compute. The engineers that work in that team, the SRE that work with compute, they know everything about compute. They can describe the components, right? They understand the telemetry. They can look for the charts and understand if it's doing well or not. But when you go for the guy that is in web app, that uses the compute, it's not necessarily the same. So we would like to have a bot that could help to share that wisdom that the compute team has with other services, right? And also, we would like to automate the incident response activities. Basically, all incident has some steps that are the same. We need to bring the other engineers that need to help us because you depend on their services in the same incident, so you do that. We need to read some of the logs, right? Why you cannot automate some of these things? So we could save some time and really crush the downtime or the impact on our customers. And the third requirement for us, it is more related in the way that we manage our incidents. Every time that one of these incidents happen, every time that one of that little squirrel really get in a transformers or other incidents happen, we create like a Skype for business session, pretty similar with group chats or other chats, right? And it's there that our incident managers, the engineers of the services is gonna get together to solve that problem. So one important requirement for us is that that bot would actually be available in that incident or conferences in Skype for Business that we call Bridge, and then the users could actually interact with them and save time. So we start to think about what bot we could get inspired, right? We look for this guy, this is nice, cute. We also talk about this other bot. I love him, he can talk like a lot of different languages, right? It is cool. But they are not appropriate bots for incident management. Why not? Because they are afraid of risks, right? When the dangers happen, instead of they go there and achieve their mission, what do? They hide. So we thought another bot that could actually be more appropriate for our incident management, and we talk about this guy. Yeah, this is nice, right? You guys like it, right? The T-800, right? The Terminator. So someone that was bold, brave, you give a mission, they go there and execute that mission, right? So we decide to create our AIM-800. We not have like a Terminator, we have like a Mitigator. The Mitigator 8800, right? And what we did is that we call that SRE bot. So formally, AIM-800, it is known as SRE bot. What we did that SRE bot, now we join all that Skype for Business conferences for each incident. With that, SRE bot could know everything that was said in that chat, and you could like keep a history of that chat. Also, SRE bot would know who is joined that bridge, when they are coming, when they are leaving. And also, it would be able to start to share the wisdom. For example, in SRE bot, you would be able to go there and ask who is on call for a compute. And then you would see the list of the persons that is working on call on that day. We could also engage other teams, like for example, as compute. You could like even create like a ticket if you need to have a ticket incident. And finally, you could also, for example, share the wisdom. You could ask how computer is doing and see what the ticket and what the chat that or the link that we need to go. So far, so good. Our mitigator was doing well. We start to receive feedback from the customers or the users, right? Our internal customers, that they were saving times. They were really being able to mitigate quickly because they don't need to leave the bridge to get some information. They can just get access to that information in the chat that it was really working, right? But we know that we could do more. And probably you guys remember the talk that we saw, the presentation that we saw yesterday from the Baidu, right? They talking about the artificial intelligence, the way that they are using that to also help them also handle their incidents. We thought the same thing. We know that although these guys bold, brave, go there and do the incidents, we will need this thing, right? Is Skynet, the artificial intelligence behind the Terminators, that is what could help us really crush the downtime and crush the impact on the customers. We knew that we could not come for our managers and boss say that would create Skynet. We know that the first thing that we'd hear, oh no, the machine is going to take over all the Asia, right? We cannot allow that. So we go there and call that Crisis Management Intelligence Engine. I know it's a huge name, and I'm going to just use Intelligence Engine from that presentation, but you think that is the same thing. Basically, what you want to have, it is an intelligence, right, behind the bots that could help us actually mitigate our incidents fast. For example, I mentioned that we'd like to share the wisdom, right? We could do that as learning about other incidents. For example, now we could ask what are active breeds, and we would see the list of that incident. And this is nice because now I could know, for example, that I have like a squirrel that getting a transformer in that specific data center, so I can join that bridge. We could also, for example, know, based on the history of the other incidents, what is the right team to call, and you can see that team 4, it is the appropriate team to bring. Also, we would like to have natural language processing in our bot. Imagine that you are on call, and when that little nice squirrel getting the transformer and unfortunately died, and many things may happen, right? Some of the persons that is on call may be called and they are sleeping. Others are like having lunch or taking a shower, right? Or they can be just like working their code, debugging something. And now they need to stop. They need to start to think what is happening. And we still want them remember a list of commands that they need to give in the chat to be able to use the power of SRE bot, the intelligence machine and engine. Of course, you don't want to have that. We'd like them naturally talking with the bot and ask their questions. It would also save minutes, because sometimes when we are in the middle of the incidents, we do mistakes. A common mistake that we had is that people use, like, for example, change the order of the name of our regions. So now with the SRE bot, they could ask for Europe North or North Europe, and SRE bot and the intelligence team would understand that. That is the power of the natural language. The intelligence also would help to be more proactive and knowledgeable. Again, let's back for the incident that we mentioned, right? And that we can be called at any moment. Doesn't matter how much you are committed to help to fix that incident, no, doesn't matter how much we are committed as a human to really solve the problem of the customers, some of the things that you need to do naturally gonna take time. And if I'm taking shower when I get the phone, until the time that I go out of the shower, right, that I start to go in my computer, connect to the VPN, and understand what is happening, and then go to the log, we lost important minutes where our customer is being impacted. So why not get this wisdom? Why not get these steps that need to be done and let SRE bot and the intelligence engine drive that? So in the moment that I get in my machine, all the information that I need that I would grab manually or go into the logs is now available to me. That is what also use the intelligence engine to do. Now not just using more SRE bot, our brave M800, but now we have like all the different of the bots that could, for example, read logs. And the first thing that we invest was that, the VM impact. So to test what we would like to have, we make now the intelligence engine and SRE bot to every time that you have like a new incident, we go there, not just like join that incident bridge, but also start to collect the information if there is or there are VM impacted. If there are VM impacted, we then collect the information about the customers, also about the subscriptions impacted. And we prepare this report that is actually a static HTML, and we attach that to the ticket system and make it available in the incident bridge. So now the engineer, whenever they join that bridge, they can get that information. Instead of he start to look for that information is available to him there, and then he can start even filter that or even read in his cell phone. So I give that a quick story to tell you what SRE bot can do and what he does today. Now let's talk about how we built that. So the first thing, we thought in a reactive architecture, and it's not because it would be reactive, but it's based on the reactive manifesto. So you can read that in reactivemanifesto.org if you don't know, and you can read more about that principles. So why would it be important for us in that architecture? First thing, it needs to be message-driven or event-driven. So external events would happen, or sometimes internal events would happen, and it would like to start to have things happening that are gonna go in more details pretty soon. We would like to have this architecture scalable or elastic. It is pretty clear for us that when you have like an incident that was that nice and cute squirrel give his life right inside that transformer, and the entire data center is affected, that is gonna be a massive incident. So now our intelligence engine and our bot need to scale to attend that massive incident. But when you have like a smaller incident, we don't need all of that power, right? And most important, it needs to be reliable. We depend on the intelligence engine and in the bots in the most critical moment for us, when you are trying to save time and reduce the impact on our customers. So in that moment, we need to make SRE bot the intelligence engine reliable. So this is the way that we decide to draw that. And we're gonna, these dots, theoretically, is an ML engine and artificial intelligence, right? But basically how it works is that you can receive external events. Let's say that now we have like alert. This alert would be an event that would start like different asynchronous activities. And imagine that the intelligence engine is like a brain. So it would start many things in the brain. For example, okay, go there, connect to that bridge, start to collect the VM impact, and at the same time, let's check the power of in the data center. And then we would have like new events that would be result of that. For example, when you get the VM impact, and now we know that we have a VM impact, this is an event that now we're gonna start new actions
inside that intelligence engine. For example, now let me connect to the customer and tell the customer that we already like to handle that incident. And let's also try to understand why the VMs are impacted. It is the power outage, it is a storage, what is the problem? And then we can use artificial intelligence and actually machine learning and to distribute and scale that. We built that using Service Fabric and the Actor model. So the Actor framework that is part of the Service Fabric, and it's pretty good because it helps us to scale that actions. And each of these intelligence part is actually one actor that work inside that infrastructure. And as you can see now, we have like what we call humans bots, not just like SRE bot as in the Skype for Business, because the way that we did, it is completely decoupled from the Skype for Business. It means that you can offer the same capabilities in Slack, Microsoft Teams, even Bash or PowerShell. And you have the machine bots as well. And because now we can go to get information about the data centers, get information about logs, and so on. The most important thing for us as well is that it would be scalable, right? Because, extensible. Because we would like to share the wisdom. So we would like to have other teams come in and contribute. We understand that we, in the SRE bot team, we don't know everything. Also, even the SRE team, we don't know everything. We'd like to have the teams contributing. So we did two ways of extensibility. One is pretty simple. Simple like that, a JSON file. So we have some parts of the SRE bot and the intelligence engine that know how to read some fixes type of JSON file. And why we did that? Because we would like to have like a simple way that the teams could come and contribute with that wisdom. This is an example how they can contribute and tell how their health or health telemetry works, right? And they can configure that. But we have other kinds of JSON files, for example, that can have like service alias and so on. And this is interesting because the feedback that you are getting from the users, it is that is now is pretty simple for them to come and contribute. And usually this kind of JSON file is the first step that they can give and contribute. Besides that, they don't need to be engineers to contribute. We have like program managers contributing with their wisdom and helping us also to build that intelligence. Another way would be the plugin. So if you need something that is more powerful, then you would use like or write a plugin. The interesting part here that in the natural language processing, it is part actually of the platform. So what I'm going to start to explain now, it is how the plugin and the natural language processing connect together. So the person that actually going to write the plugin, the developer, they don't need to understand anything about the natural language processing. The only thing that they need to say, it's okay, what the intent of that plugin? For example, if you want to write that plugin that I show you guys who is on call, you would say that intent is to know who is on call, right, or on call only. Then it would say what the required entities are. Think on the required entity, for example, for his on call, what is the service name or the team name that you want to know the person who is on call. And then it would implement the execute method. And the result of that method, what we return back, it's actually like a HTML. So this is the interface, a simple interface as you can see. Let's see an example. So when someone go in the SRE bot and say who's on call in full service, what SRE and the intelligence engine does, it is understand that, okay, the intent of this phrase, that what you are asking is to know who's on call, right? Then we look for our library of plugins to figure out if there is one plugin that knows how to handle this kind of intent is on call. We're gonna find one. And if you find, you're gonna ask what are the required entities. And then we're gonna figure out that required entity is actually the service name. And then we're gonna go there and extract the service name and give that to the plugin. This is nice in two ways. As I said, the person that write plugin don't need to know anything about natural language processing, right? And also, it would give us a better user experience. So remember that I mentioned to you guys that SRE bots join all the incident reads. Remember that you saw Gary mention that one of the things that they use for the post-mortem is actually go in the chat group and look for what happened that incident, right? SRE bot offer a feature that is like that. You can go there in the post-mortem and ask, okay, what was the chat log for that incident X? So in this case, we can use and improve the experience, because when you don't give the incident ID, we can ask for that because you know that it's required, and then you give the link. But it's not so simple. We start in that way, but when we start to have the feedback of what people would like to get the answers on the SRE bot and write their plugins, we get in a scenario like that. All of those questions, everything is related to a data center, but the questions are completely different. You want to know, for example, a data center in a specific region, or sometimes you want to validate if that data center is in that region, or you can ask by the list of all data centers. So we decide to change the way that we would handle our natural language process. We came for this pattern that is actually very common in the NLP, that we want to identify the domain, the context, and the topic. Let's see an example. When someone asks what are the data centers in the West US region, what now the intelligence engine does, it is use the entire phrase to understand what the domain is. And it's clear that these questions, it's related to fleet. Then you try to understand what the context is. And the context is the data center. So you want to know about the data center. And we have a topic that is the region. So clearly, we want to know the data centers in that specific region. It has an advantage, that is, it allows us to have and cover a wider range of questions, but also now we don't depend on the plugin anymore to know what is the required entity. Because if the topic it is a region, it is clear that I need to extract a region, right, and give that to the plugin, otherwise it's gonna be impossible to answer that question, and that is what we do. So in that way, also now we can support wider ranges of questions and plugins. So our journey so far has been fantastic. We started this project less than a year ago. Actually in June, we're gonna be complete the 1 year anniversary of our first check-in. And the feedback that we are getting from the teams that is working with us, it's been fantastic. They are really saving time. Recently, we were talking with a team that told us that they, in the big incidents, as the ones that I mentioned, sometimes they can save like around 30 minutes. And it's very important because it's the time that you are saving the impact on the customers, right? So what you wanna do next? First, add more and more intelligence. So you are expanding our intelligence engine. So then we can also do things like help with the scenarios, what the persons that is the right one to engage, right? Or what's the next mitigation step that needs to be taken. And also we want to do the intelligence engine as easy to extend as the plugin model that we just saw for SRE bot. So our goal is that any team can come, and you're working like already with some teams that is partnership, has a partnership with us to make like very easy for any team bring their intelligence and also their machine learning models and also apply in that algorithm. So I hope you guys have enjoyed. We have part of our team also that helped to develop SRE bot in the back. You're gonna be here tomorrow, so feel free to reach us out and talk with us about what have been done. And we are open for the Q&A.